Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Let me say that one more time. Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Amen. Are we glad to be here today?
Yes.
Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. For he is worthy of all of our praise. Amen. Amen. Our call to worship scripture today is Psalms 22, standard 8, and it says, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing that he delighteth in him. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to invoke you to be a part of this service today. For Father, we need you today. For we have someone who's coming forward, Lord God, out of pure innocence today. We need you to be a part of this service. Speak to us, talk to us, use us, Lord God. Elevate us to a place, Lord God, where we can worship you in spirit and in truth. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen. I apologize, hymn 257.
I want you to know that from. For you, won't you tell somebody? Yeah, yeah, he blessed me and he kept me from. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you've got food and clothing, you ought to say, if you know God opened doors for you, won't you tell somebody?
Come on, we can do better than that, because I know God has been keeping you even when you could not keep yourself. When you didn't know what to do, God made a way. And as old folks say, out of no way. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here today. Hallelujah. Because he sure is keeping us. All right, now I want you to think you're keeping yourself. Because you don't have the power to keep yourself. Because you don't know what's going to happen to you in the next second, the next minute, nor the next hour. But God knows all things. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Ha! An awesome God. Man, thank God that he still yet lives. Amen. Amen. We serve a God that's real, not fictional. We can call him in the midnight hour and he'll answer. And somebody know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to move on in the program. I know you're waiting. We're going to move on to our christening ceremony. And before I ask the parents to come up, you know, it is a beautiful thing when you see a child being dedicated to God. Especially in today's society when they're being dedicated to everything but God. But a child being christened is an important rite of passage to those that recognize the role that God plays in our lives. We understand that God asks us to bring our children to him to be blessed. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a quick word of prayer. Our Father God, as we come to bring this child before you, we ask, Lord God, that you be with us. Give us the strength. Give us the power. Lord God, as good stewards, to watch over him, to be what he needs in his hour of need, to give him the things that he needs to make it through this life. We pray, Father, that you strengthen his mother and his father. Lord God, that they'll be his standing posts when he's weak. There'll be his wisdom when he's lost. They'll help him through his dark times, Lord God, and help him climb the mountains that will be placed before him. We ask now these blessings in your son Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray. Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Such things almost bring tears to my eyes. Because like I said, when we look at the world today, all we see is trouble. When God shows you something like this, you know there's hope. Amen. We ask now that the officers would come for the purpose of our tithing and offering. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to say thank you now for these gifts that have been given today. And we pray, Father God, that as we make decisions with what you have given today, that we make good decisions that are not self-centered, but decisions that are powerful through the blessing of your word. For it can reach many if we do that. So we ask now for this blessing. In your son Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. There is so much that the Lord has done for me. When I was a sinner, he set me free. Oh yeah, all of my burden he helped me bear. All of my sorrows the Lord helped me share. I can't pay the Lord But I'd like to tell him, Lord, thank you, sir. I would not be ungrateful. After all the Lord has done, he gave me a little more courage for this Christian race to run. One thing, church, I never will forget. Ooh, he ain't never failed me yet. I can't pay the Lord, but oh, I'd like to tell him, Lord, thank you, sir. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I sure thank the Lord. He's been mighty nice. Whoa, yes, he has. And I know he's been my all in all. One thing that church, I never will forget. Ooh, he ain't never failed me yet. I can't pay the Lord, but all it's right to tell him, Lord, thank you, sir. Thank the Lord. Come on, help me. Thank the Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I sure thank the Lord. You've been mighty nice. Oh, yes, you have. I know you've been my stay. One thing I never will forget. Ooh, he ain't never failed me yet. I can't pay the Lord, but oh, it's right to tell him, Lord, thank you, sir. Give God a hand clap of praise. Anybody here want to thank him? Has he been good to you? Has he failed you? Anybody, has he failed anybody here? Somebody ought to give God some praise. I can't pay the Lord, but all I can tell him, Lord, thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now I can go ahead and preach. Amen. Go ahead and preach now. Calm down. Amen. Amen. You have to find tools to help yourself. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles with you, we won't be before you long, for the time has already been well spent, and I see that I have 15 minutes to be in your ear. Amen. 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 So, I won't be long. I've been taught that it don't take a long time to do anything. Amen. Just get right to it. So let's get right to it. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8. And we'll begin reading at that 22nd verse. You know, I have to get used to us new era Christians. Now listening for pages to flip, but I forgot now all of us are on our phones, including me. Amen. Amen. But it reads, and he said unto them, how is it that ye do not understand? And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit in his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw out. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And when he saw, when he was restored and saw every man clearly, and he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town. Amen. Just for a few moments, I would like to deal with this subject. Lord, touch me again. Lord, touch me again. In my delivery, I would try my best to stay as textual as possible. But this message requires that I be somewhat philosophical as well. Because when we look in this chapter of Mark, we see that earlier that Jesus had worked a miracle. And that miracle is that he fed 4,000 from 7 loaves of bread and a few small pieces of fish. Now, he had already worked this miracle once before. In Mark chapter 6, we find that he fed 5,000 from 5 loaves of bread and 2 small pieces of fish. So now when we look deeper into this verse, into this chapter, we see Jesus talking to his disciples. And they are in deep discussion because Jesus is trying to get them to see who he really is. It's amazing that sometimes he has to have a long discussion with us. Yet and still today, for us to know who he really is. Like I said once before from this pulpit, we have a tendency to place him in a box. And the disciples were guilty of the same thing. But it amazes me that they are walking with him, talking with him, sleeping with him, breaking bread with him, but yet and still, they don't see who he really is. Lord, have mercy. Some of us today, we're walking with him, we're talking with him, we're breaking bread with him, but yet and still, we don't see who he really is. But here he is trying to get his disciples to understand that he is the life and the power of that life. And whatever situations come up in man's life, that he will be the delivering power in that situation. Oh, somebody ought to give God some praise. Because we need a deliverer in many situations that we find ourselves in. Because if we be honest about it and truthful about it, we do not have the power to deliver ourselves in many occasions. Oh, somebody ought to give God some praise because somebody has gone through some things recently and you need to be delivered, but you knew that the only person who could deliver you was someone who was not here. you ought to go ahead and get with God, because you know that if only that God could reach into your situation and pull you from the circumstance that even you have placed yourself in. But here Jesus is talking with those who are close to him, his chosen, and they yet don't know who he is. And when he was explaining to them who he really is, they got confused. They thought he was talking about the fragments that was left over on the other side from when he worked the miracle. Because if anybody knows God, when God works a miracle, he works it in its totality. And by him working it in its totality, some of that miracle will overflow. Oh, y'all don't hear me. And there will be remnants of it left over. Somebody here. Huh? If you got a cup and you got you a salsa up under that cup, you can catch what overflows into that salsa, and you can hold on to that thing just a little while longer. Somebody need to get with me today, because I'm taking off already. But Jesus is trying to explain to them that he is the power of deliverance in every situation. And while he's explaining to them, some friends of a man who was troubled because he was blind brought their friend to him. And they demanded that Jesus touch him. Anybody here got good friends like that who's willing to take you to Jesus? When you need to be taken to Jesus? Sometimes we don't know we need to be. I'm just talking. But they were friends that loved him enough to take him to the source for which he could find deliverance. And the Bible says that when they brought him to Jesus, Jesus didn't work the miracle right there. Just like Jesus do something different from what we think he ought to do. Anybody here think? Yeah, he does that to me too. Lord, do it this way and he do it that way. But that's Jesus, because his way of thinking is so much higher than ours. As sheep, we have tunnel vision and all we can see is what's right before us. But Jesus can see into eternity. Y'all don't hear me. He can see everything that's going on, what caused it, what will be, and what can be. And he can work all of it out in an instant. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm trying to hold myself because I want to shout already. Because I've seen him work in my life in such a manner when I thought that maybe he wasn't doing it the way he ought to do it, but the way he did it made so much sense. When it was over, I couldn't do nothing but thank him. Amen. Jesus grabbed this boy by the hand and leads him out of the city. And when he gets out of the city, away from everybody, and he's by himself with him, the Bible says Jesus spat on his eyes and touched him. And he asked him, "What do you see?" And he says, "I see a man who look like trees that are walking around." In other words, his vision was not. Not that it had not been restored. His vision had been restored, but it was not clear. I'm going to try not to get off on another hot box, but there's another sermon in that. Because some of us, we can see, but we can't see. I'm going to try to stay away from that one, because I didn't intend to preach that one. I want to preach, "God, touch me again." But some of us can see, but we can't. But we can't see. So the Bible says that Jesus touched him again and asked him to look up. That's another sermon, but I'm trying to stay away from that one too. He asked him to look up. And when he looked up, he said, "Clearly." Awesome. I'll give God some praise there.
I can see clearly now that you've touched me again. But in my study, that troubled me because why would Jesus have to touch him?
Okay.
Hmm? What you mean, Reverend? Well, we know that Jesus is God. And God is all powerful and God is all known. And God don't make any mistakes. So in the immediate, it looked like Jesus failed to heal this man the first time. But we know once again that Jesus cannot fail because he is God. Which means whatever he declares shall come true. Hmm? Whatever he say will be. And there's no if or and about it. It's just if he declares it, it is. And Numbers 23 says this, in 19 verse says this, God is not a man that he should, nor a man of son of man that he should repent. It says that if he says it, it shall be done. So if Jesus is God, why does he have to touch him? Healing should have took place on the first touch. Because anytime he touched you, he anoints you. Another summer, stay away from it. Anytime he touched you, he shares with you a part of him. Anytime he touched you, something out of heaven comes out of him and into you. Now, if something out of heaven comes out of him into you, we know that anything that comes from heaven must heal you completely the first time, because everything that comes out of heaven comes out of eternity and it functions within that framework of eternity, which means it must make you whole. I'm puzzled. You don't have to do nothing twice. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to touch him to heal. Hmm? In the Bible, reason he know the miracles that Jesus worked. In the gospel, it records 37 miracles. And many of those miracles Jesus worked, he didn't even touch the person he healed. He just spoke the word and healing came. Hmm? When the official royal officer's son was dying. Yeah. Jesus didn't even go to the house.
Amen.
He just spoke the word. Your son is healed. And the Bible says that when the man was going back home to check on his son, it says that his people who worked in the house met him along the way and said that the son is healed. And he asked him, he said, well, now, if he's healed already, when did the healing take place? And they told him the hour in which the healing took place. And he realized the healing took place as soon as Jesus spoke. Oh, y'all don't hear me. As soon as Jesus spoke the word. So Jesus don't even have to touch you. Reverend, pay attention to the text. But he says, when you look in the text, you'll see that I created a set. He said, I pulled him out of the global set. I pulled him out of the community set. And I got him all by himself. He said, because in some cases, I need to be intimate with you. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Sometimes I don't just work it when you want me to work it. Sometimes I need to get with you one-on-one. Oh, any managers in here today, sometimes when you're talking to the people who work for you, you have to get them one-on-one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you talk to them as a group, you may be talking amiss. They may not think what you're talking about is about them. But when you get them one-on-one, they have to confess to what you're talking about. And not only do they confess to what you're talking about, you create a setting, but now they can be vulnerable. Y'all don't hear me. Well, that weakness can show. Sometimes Jesus won't heal you completely the first time because he needs you to know that you need him. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Some of us want blessings right now. And sometimes God give us blessings when we ask for it. But he don't give us the whole blessing because guess what? We are not ready for it. Oh, somebody ought to see what I'm saying here. He blessed David to be king before David became king. After he anointed David, David went back to the field. But that doesn't mean that David wasn't king. That just means David was operating in a time and place until it was time for him to receive his full blessing. I'll make you wait. Because sometimes when you're waiting, you realize that you ain't what you think you are. Sometimes when you're waiting, you see your vulnerability. Sometimes when you're waiting, you see your weakness. Sometimes while you're waiting, you see where you're strong. Sometimes while you're waiting, you'll see all of your shortcomings. Yes. And when you're there, you'll start working on your shortcomings. And when you start working on your shortcomings, your faith gets stronger. Yeah. Somebody need to hear me in here. All he's doing is getting you to see that you need him. All he's doing is creating an atmosphere where your faith will grow. And when your faith is ready to receive the fullness of the blessing, he said he'll reach down and touch you. Y'all don't hear me. He said he'll reach down and he'll touch you again. And he'll tell you to look and see. What do you see? Do you see your healing? Y'all don't hear me. He's operating in his dunamis power. The power to create miracles in your life. When he's giving you the opportunity to grow while yet wait. Oh, y'all don't get it. He's giving you the opportunity to become stronger than what you are. And when you get stronger than what you are, he says, I'll reach down and touch you with the fullness of my power. Oh, somebody ought to hear him now because he's talking to you. He's speaking into your situation. Many of us today have some problems that we don't want to fess up to. But God said, if you bring it to me and you fess up, he said, I'll give you the fullness of the blessing. Somebody give God some praise in here. Somebody need to be touched again. Anybody here want God to touch you again? Somebody I say, Lord, touch me again. Touch me again. I need another touch. I need you to fill my cup, Lord. Help me to be better, Lord. Help me to get past my situation, Lord. Help me to be stronger than my... than my weakness. Because long as we are in this flesh, we will all have to deal with a weakness. But God wants you to know that as long as you give it to him, he'll keep on touching you. Every time he touches you, you'll get to another level. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Because if you want to move forward spiritually, let him touch you. If you want clarity mentally, let him touch you. If you want a better life, let him touch you. If you want to come out the pits of life, let him touch you. If you want to see out of your darkness, let him touch you. Somebody. Ought to be asking for another touch. Touch me again, oh Lord. When the doctors have given me up. Because they don't know why I'm sick. They can't see where the sickness come from. Touch me. When oppression is riding me and my trials will beat me down. and I feel myself getting weak. Touch me. When I can't go any further because I can't see my way. Touch me. Because I know when you touch me, I'll never be the same. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of my Father's house are now open. If there would be one who do not know God and the free pardons of your sins, the time is now. Come to Jesus just now. Oh, glory be to God. Come to Jesus. The doors are still open. Come to Jesus just now. Church is still open if there be one. The Bible says, find him while he is near, so surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. I wouldn't find myself there. Don't let nothing keep you from finding him. Not your mother, your father, money, fame. But there's nothing in this world that's more important than him. Come while he is near. Amen. Full Sunday. And I want you to know I am tired. I really am. I am tired. Amen. Y'all heard Walter. That's right, God, touch me again. Amen. But we ask now that you prepare yourself now as we prepare to eat from this holy table. And drink from this holy table. And I'm going to say all this before I get down there, because you know I can be long-winded. If you find yourself in a place where God is not pleased with you, please do not eat nor drink from this table. It's serious. And I know we say, well, that's just Welch's grape juice, and that's some old flat, non-flavored crackers. But God has anointed it to be so, that it is his blood of his son, Jesus Christ, and his body that we're taking up. And if you drink and eat from this table unworthily, the Bible says many of you are sick because of it. And some of you have even died. Because we have eaten and drinking from this table, or drunk from this table, unworthily. Make sure that you don't have aught with your brother or your sister. Because if you have aught with your brother or your sister, you have aught with God, which means you're not in good standing. So take this time to pray if you find yourself in that situation. Pray because God will do an immediate work and restore you so that you can drink and eat without drinking and eating damnation unto your soul. Amen? Amen. Amen. We ask now that the officer will all come.
Save me, my soul.
the blood, come on, for all the blood, all the blood on side my hand, all the blood. Done sign my name. I'm a witness. All the blood done sign my name. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. All the blood done. Come on. I'm a witness. I'm a witness. All the blood done sign my name. All the blood done sign my name. Jesus told me, Jesus told me, all the blood done sign my name. Jesus told me, Jesus told me, all the blood. Jesus told me, Jesus told me, all the blood done, all the blood done sign my name, all the blood, all the blood, all the blood, all the blood. All the blood done. All the blood. All the blood. All the blood done inside my name. All the blood. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let us bow. Our Father God, we come to you today to say thank you for being a part of this service. We thank you now for your power to keep us, your power to protect us. Lord God, even your power to profess us. Because you are a loving God, a kind God, an awesome God. So when we leave this place, we pray that you go with us in all of your path, that you keep us, Lord God, from all the attacks of the enemy. For surely he is waiting on us to leave these four walls. His imps are ready. His demons are ready. He is ready. And we know that the fiery darts are coming. But because we have you, we know that we can go through anything, come out of anything, and see our way out of all situations. Thank you now. Keep us and watch over us and protect us until we can return to the place where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray that every heart say amen. Amen.